discovering stories of courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
Life is short, I want to live it well. One life, one story to tell. Life is short, I want to live it well. And you're the one I'm living for.
Mr. Phil Joel never intended to write a book. The much-beloved, longtime Newsboys and Zealand Worship staple was finding plenty of joy in his music, his faith, and his family. But then he quite literally stumbled across the message for his brand new title, Redwoods in Wales, Becoming Who You Really Are. It's an honor to welcome the good man on the road today. And Phil, is the day treating you well, sir?
Well, the honor is mutual. And yes, the day is treating me very well. Just got done with 2 days of rehearsing in Michael W. Smith's barn. He has a barn that is just beautiful. It sounds, you know, sounds primitive, but it is not. It's just a great space to rehearse and kind of relax. And so we're just getting ready to be out on tour with him. It's Newsboys United and Michael W. Smith. It's United and Surrounded Tour is what it's called.
Some amazing collaborations going on with you guys. And in just a few moments, I want to dig a little bit deeper into that with you, Phil. But you introduced people to this brand new book with the quite entertaining explanation that you never meant to write one. you say you say something that happened to you in Northern California that really set this thing in motion. So what was that, good sir?
It was we had a couple of days off. And so I took the guys up the coast on, we were in San Francisco. So I said, look, guys, let's head up to Bodega Bay, which is just this amazing little place. It's on the coast, and it really reminds me a lot of New Zealand, where I'm from. And so we jumped in a couple of rental vans and drove up the windy one, and we got up there. Later that evening, about 11 o'clock at night, I took a stroll along the beach, and it was dark, and I don't see that well at the best of times. But anyway, I went to walk around a bunch of rocks. And instead of these being rocks, as I approached them, I realized this is a whale. And which, you know, doesn't happen too often. Anyway, to me at least, you know. So there's this whale on the beach, and it had died. And so I sat down there with this whale, and I just, it just, something about it felt really just profoundly incorrect. I mean, it's not like I get upset about, you know, roadkill or a dead possum on the side of the road. This was different. And it wasn't just because it was a whale. I just felt like the Lord was sort of showing me something. And as it turns out, these whales, they migrate from Alaska down to Mexico. And it was a gray whale. And these whales, something will, especially the young ones, they will get distracted. Something will catch their eye, and they will get off course, and they will get away from their, you know, their pod, and they will end up disoriented, end up lost, end up, you know, end up on beaches, breathing shallow, dying slowly, and which is tragic. But there was just this strong metaphor in there for how so many people are living, and so how so many people are finding themselves, you know, just breathing shallow, feeling disoriented, confused, not sure where they're going. And so the next day I ended up in the redwood forests, and that could not have been a more majestic, correct scene, you know, where these trees are drinking deep from the river and growing tall together and providing shade for me. And it was just like a biblical scene of how things should be. And so I don't know, I just felt like the Lord was speaking to me through this and wanted me to write it down. And so I wrote down that story, and then I began to, I just kind of kept writing, you know. It was kind of a connect the dots kind of a process, where before I knew it, I'd written a book, you know. And it was really based on some of these things that I feel are getting people off course and getting away from where they need to be in life and in the Lord, and more importantly, how they can get back on track, back in the flow of who they're meant to be, back, you know, drinking deep of the good stuff that the Lord offers. And so, ta-da, I wrote a book. Redwoods in Wales is what it's called. So, yeah.
It's beautifully said, sir. Redwoods in Wales, Becoming Who You Really Are. And from that imagery, really one of the central messages of the book, he is bigger than we imagine, life with him is more exciting than we have settled for. There's so much in there. Can you unpack that just a little bit?
Initially, I was sort of putting under the microscope some of these things that that are pulling our hearts away. And the reason that our hearts are getting lured away is because we're all looking to be seen, to be understood, and to be liked. And it's in us, you know, and it's in us, but it's only there because God's the only one that can fulfill that. We need to understand that God sees us, gets us, and actually likes us, you know, because if we don't, then we'll end up looking for those things in all the wrong places, and those other places will just make us sicker. And, so we really have to understand that God wants us to truly get it set in our hearts that he sees us, that he gets us, and he really, really loves us. It starts there. It really starts there.
The one and only Phil Joel joins us on the road today, the recording artist, the songwriter, the worship leader, much beloved for his time with the Newsboys, the newly reinvigorated Newsboys United, and fronting the fresh sound of Zealand worship, Phil's brand new book called Redwoods in Wales, Becoming Who You Really Are. You, sir, do not mess around. You tackle head-on some of the toughest topics there are, from depression to addiction and suicide. Why did you want to go there? Where does your heart come from for doing that?
I didn't want to go there, but we have to, don't we? We have to take a look at some of these tough things, and we have to put things under the microscope. I think honestly, we have to hit these seasons personally in life where we put everything in our life on trial for its life, you know, and we have to say, hey, is this valuable? Is this actually leading to good stuff? Is this, you know, is this activity in my life, is this true, noble, just, pure, of good report? You know, is this helping me, or is this hindering me from becoming the person I'm really meant to be? Is this keeping me back from the relationships I'm meant to have, primarily the relationship with God that we're born to have? So, I take a look at social media and put that under the microscope because I think it promises a lot and doesn't deliver as much as it promises. I think it takes more than it gives, honestly. And so we need to take a look at our use of that. And then pornography is another one that is tricking us. It's tricking our culture into wasting its time, wasting its life, its energies, its passion on something that leaves us feeling empty. These are big issues of our times. I think that we need to really get a grip on where we stand with these things, how we're approaching them, how we're allowing God to get in there and lead us through these waters, because some of these waters are pretty tricky, and we need help navigating them. But God offers that help. He offers us direction. He really does, if we truly want it. So I dove in headlong into some of these kind of ugly issues, but I hope they bring people to a new place of freedom.
There's so much hope there, and I love that you continue to point to where it comes from and who it's found in. It's so great, so great. The book, Redwoods in Wales, Becoming Who You Really Are. Speaking of so great, you know, I think a lot of people have been in this sort of, wow, this is too good to be true, right? Camp with this Newsboys United phenomenon over the past months, you and Peter reuniting with the current lineup of the boys. But, man, you've got a record coming out in just a month. You're touring with Smitty, as you mentioned, about this spring. This is really happening, sir. We're not dreaming. This is real.
It's a pretty fun season. It is. And I, you know, it's a testament to God, honestly, and his goodness, and that he is a seasoned God. You know, he likes seasons. He leads us through one, from one season to another, right? It is such a fun season right now, but I also think, man, I'm so thankful for the season that I've come through. I spent 11 years in a different season, really, just being led by the Lord to be where it is that I feel he's wanting me to be and minister in the ways he wants me to minister and be alongside people I feel he wants me to be alongside. And it's been really fantastic. And it's also allowed me to be at home a lot more and be in a lot more control of my schedule, which, you know, for a dad of two kids, and at the time when I left Newsboys, they were young. They were young kids, man. Now my daughter is 18 and my son's 15.
Wow.
But those massively formative years, the Lord has, you know, has allowed me a season to really be with them and get to know them and have them know me, because man, it goes quick, you know. And if they don't know me, how are they going to trust me? And if I don't know them, how am I going to speak into their lives and help them navigate, you know, the things that are coming at them and how to. It's been a gift, you know, to be able to be home a lot more. And now this season of sort of busyness, touring a lot more, it's just fun, you know. My son is out on the road a lot with me. My daughter is actually in college now, and the fun thing about that too, Ryan, is that she's studying film and television at Lipscomb with Steve Taylor, who was very, very involved in the band. You know, pretty much our silent member of the band, and now he's a professor at Lipscomb University here in Nashville, and so things are kind of full circle, and it's definitely a fun season.
How did this come together? And was this ever, in terms of Newsboys United, was it something that you ever thought could happen? Did you dream that was a possibility? And maybe just take us through how it did come to pass.
No, there's no way I ever thought that would happen. I mean, it's not that there was a whole bunch of bad blood there or anything. I just thought, look, the guys are doing their thing, and Peter and I are doing different things. And yeah, and we've always wanted the best for one another, but when the phone call came and this whole idea was suggested, hey, why don't we do a tour together for 3 months in the spring? I just felt right. Like, yeah, let's do that. That'd be so fun. And bonus for me, they asked if Zealand would come out and open the tour, you know, open up. And so I got to play and be the lead singer, you know, for Zealand, and then get back up on stage and be the bass player for Newsboys. Dream come true. This is fun. But it was so much fun that we just kept touring. We kept going, and people kept coming out and wanting to see the show. You know, there's been a demand for it. And a year and a half later, we're still going. And it's just been really fun. And as you mentioned earlier on, we all got in the studio together. I mean, you get a bunch of guys, you know, out on the road who've got history and have written, you know, hundreds of songs together and been in the studio, you know, many, many hours. It was inevitable. You know, we were going to write and we were going to end up making music together. So sure enough, you know, a Newsboys United record is it's in the can, and it's coming out very soon, May 10th.
So exciting. Well, thank you so much, Phil, for taking some time to talk to us today and go through the new book. Once more, it's called Redwoods in Wales, Becoming Who You Really Are. And I'm sure available wherever fine books are sold. But if we're going to begin the expedition to find the book and to learn more about everything you're up to, where's a good place to start the journey, sir?
Phil Joel Official. .com, you know, that whole bit would probably be the way to do it. I'm not huge on social media at all, as you'll probably figure out when you read the book. So don't try and find me there. Don't try and follow me. I don't need to be followed. Thank you. But, you know.
Sir, what a pleasure to talk with you today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate it, man. And great questions. And thanks for paying attention over the years. Thanks for listening. And, you know, we'll keep trying to make good music for you. And every now and then, maybe even write a book or two. Who knows? I don't know. It's all pretty surprising to me. You know, I remember, you know, I think the first Newsboys record I was involved in the credits, you know, in the thank yous, all I could think of was, Lord, thank you. You've made me feel like Forrest Gump. And I still feel like Forrest Gump. I really do. So, you know, thanks for being a part of the journey, man. I really appreciate it.